This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I understand JFK Pool is being closed down early for the season. What exactly happened that led to this?
Yeah, I could tell you that, you know, the fact that it's August and the temperatures, this is not a decision I entered into lightly, but I believe it is a necessary one to protect the staff and residents. The city's first responsibility, my first responsibility, is to ensure the safety of and the well-being of residents, visitors, and also my employees, the City of Buffalo's employees. And unfortunately, recent incidents at that pool have created an unsafe environment where that safety can no longer be guaranteed. So unfortunately, we are kind of forced to close the pool for the remainder of the summer.
What type of incidents have been happening at JFK Pool that prompted this closure?
Yeah, and so about 2.5-3 weeks ago, there was a major incident there where there was a verbal altercation. It became physical, and someone saying they're going to come back with their family and finish it. They left. They did come back with about 20 people. There was a larger incident, police involved. We had subsequent meetings internally with Public Works, police, and discovered this is not new, unfortunately. And because this has continued to happen, whether it's vandalism, trespassing, fights, or disorderly conduct, in addition to it not being safe, we no longer have lifeguards that are willing to report to work there. So we certainly cannot have a pool open without lifeguards. And because of the behavior that's taken place over there, we no longer can ensure the safety of our employees or the public. So we are forced to close that pool.
What was the nature of the complaints the lifeguards had that made them feel unsafe?
Just the constant fights. They've been abused in the past, verbally and physically. The vandalism that continues to take place. They don't feel safe reporting to work there. I'm not going to put our employees in a position where they don't feel safe and have something happen. So as a result of not having lifeguards there, in addition to the continued disorderly conduct, the fights, things like that, we're forced to close the pool.
Was vandalism an issue as well? How much vandalism was there at the park?
Yeah, there's continued vandalism. We had people breaking in over the weekend. It's been closed for a little over a week while we tried to figure this out, work with the security team that works the pool, along with Buffalo Police, about putting additional people there. But despite those conversations, we still don't have lifeguards that are willing to report to work there. But again, just over this weekend alone, there's people breaking in after hours, vandalism, things like that. So it hasn't even begun to stop. So again, not a very easy decision, not a decision I entered into lightly, but we are forced to close that pool.
Mayor, for those who live nearby the JFK pool, where can they go to swim?
So JFK is kind of situated equidistant from Houghton and Centennial pools.
And how frustrating is it for those who live near that pool? They've got to go to a couple of other pools because of the actions of a few.
It's, I would imagine, very frustrating. And when I say that this decision wasn't entered into lightly, that's part of that conversation and part of the equation is, you know, are we penalizing a larger group because of the actions of some people? But at the end of the day, I first and foremost have to ensure the safety of our staff, our lifeguards, residents at that pool. And at this point, we just can't keep it safe.